This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, May 1st, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. Lobbyist appointed to Water Commission. Border Patrol raids halted, and ag lobbyists react positively to auto tariff carve-outs. Sacramento's revolving door. Governor Gavin Newsom has selected Davina Hurt to serve on the Water Commission. She replaces Matthew Swanson, who runs a feed business and not chaired the commission before stepping down last year. In 2020, Newsom appointed Hurt to the California Air Resources Board, where she served until February. She stepped down from CARB, as well as her post at the Regional Air District for the Bay Area, after losing her re-election bid for the Belmont City Council. The following month, she appeared at the Capitol lobbying for advocacy group Pacific Environment. It is unclear if Hurt will maintain her lobbying activities as a commissioner. Judge halts Border Patrol raids. A federal judge has temporarily barred the U.S. Border Patrol from stop-and-arrest practices as she considers a lawsuit by United Farm Workers and local ACLU chapters. The preliminary injunction prevents agents from detaining subjects without reasonable suspicion they are in the country illegally and from warrantless arrests. In January, Border Patrol sent about 60 agents to Kern County to arrest alleged human traffickers and drug dealers. Yet the agents detained dozens of farm workers and laborers. Some of the victims in the lawsuit claim the agents wore masks and civilian clothes without any visible badges. UFW estimates at least 40 residents remain in Mexico. The arrests led to widespread concerns of the ag industry over a chilling effect of compelling farm workers to stay home rather than risk an arrest on the way to work. Yet the California Farm Bureau surveyed its 26,000 members and did not discover any widespread disruptions. The injunction indicates the labor unions have a strong chance of winning the class action lawsuit. UFW President Teresa Romero charged that agents, quote, can't just wade into communities snatching up hardworking people without due process just for being brown and working class. UCANR launches new policy institute. UC Agriculture and Natural Resources is launching an institute to better connect university research to policy development. The center will serve as a liaison between lawmakers and UCANR experts on agriculture, nutrition, pest management, water, and other disciplines. UCANR Government and Community Relations Director Ann Morargo was named interim director of the Policy Institute. She noted that the institute will work to train academics on the legislative process and get involved with both Sacramento and Washington, D.C. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. New auto tariff carve-outs, a good sign for ag, according to lobbyists. Lobbyists for agriculture interests see a positive sign in the tariff relief President Donald Trump is offering to U.S. auto manufacturers. One lobbyist based in D.C. said car manufacturers are really important. So is the domestic ag industry. The lobbyist argued that the administration's willingness to give at least some relief is a good sign for the U.S. ag sector, given its previous insistence there would be no carve-outs. The lobbyists added that administration officials have become more receptive to meeting with industry leaders in part because hiring has allowed for more staff to hold meetings. The lobbyists said, quote, there is a little bit more room for conversation. A second industry lobbyist said they were encouraged by the administration's willingness to ease pain points following conversations with industry. They said, quote, I think there's a lot of optimism to see in that. Now, take note, other industries may be able to piggyback on the relief given to the auto sector. As a part of the effort to reduce tariff stacking, the administration said imports subject to the new duties on Mexico and Canada will not also face the additional steel and aluminum tariffs if both are acceptable. Johnson still with Trump on tariffs, but says Congress can step in. House Speaker Mike Johnson of Louisiana said Congress should not step in, claw back trade policymaking powers at this time, but lawmakers could get involved if there becomes an imbalance. I think the executive has a broad array of authority that's been recognized over the years, Johnson said at an event hosted by Axios yesterday. He added, if it gets close to where imbalance is there, then we would step in. Before any legislative action, though, the speaker said he would first raise the issue with the president. Johnson added, quote, right now, I think ultimately this policy is going to achieve the desired outcome. We're applauding that. Now, take note, there is bipartisan legislation in both the House and the Senate now to claw back the congressional trade policymaking powers, give Congress a vote on new tariffs. Here's today's final word. That will destroy a farm bill. It's the wrong way to go about it. That's Senator Ben Ray Luan of New Mexico on Republican efforts to use Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program funding to offset farm safety net provisions in a budget reconciliation bill. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, May 1st, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Allen.